The Justice Department has launched a broad offensive against what the government calls eco-terrorism. At least 13 people have been charged with conspiracy to commit arson in the name of environmentalism, and the list of defendants may still grow longer. As NPR's Martin Kosty reports, some radical environmentalists say the federal investigation has grown into a political witch hunt.
Between 1996 and 2001, the western U.S. saw a spate of arsons against targets such as a ski resort, lumber companies, and even Forest Service ranger stations. Shadowy environmental groups claim the credit, the Earth Liberation Front and the Animal Liberation Front, or ELF and ALF, respectively. In this 2001 video, ELF's self-described spokesman, Craig Rosebraugh, justifies what he calls economic sabotage.
When the state itself causes and profits from the various injustices we struggle against, how is it logical to believe the system will change without being forced?
After 2001, the eco-attacks dropped off, especially in the Pacific Northwest. Many in the region forgot about them until late last year, when the Fed suddenly started making arrests. While announcing the indictment in January, FBI Director Robert Mueller made a point of using the T word.
Terrorism is terrorism, no matter what the motive.
Terrorism, born and bred on American soil. Eugene, Oregon, to be exact. The government says Eugene was the arsonist's home base. This laid-back college town is still home to more than its share of woolly environmental activists. Here in the offices of the Native Forest Council, three of them take a break from the computers and the copy machine for a little lunchtime jam session. This group's founder is Tim Hermack. He got into environmentalism after he came back from Vietnam and found that all his favorite camping spots had been clear-cut. Some might consider him a radical, but he doesn't have any patience for the tactics of ELF and ALF.
Why don't they shoot themselves in the head? It's about as successful. It makes us all look like idiots. We're not standing up for liberty and justice. We're stupid. What purpose did that serve?
At the same time, Hermack bristles at the way FBI agents have poured into Eugene to look for the arsonists.
Do you know how many Americans get killed every year by corporations? And they're not called terrorists.
Most activists in Eugene feel similarly conflicted. While they reject eco-arson, they're spooked by the way the government has used the terrorism label to escalate matters. As it stands right now, the accused arsonists face penalties that seem more suited to murderers. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Pfeiffer confirms that the stakes are high.
Some of the defendants are facing potentially life in prison because they're charged with use of destructive devices, namely incendiary bombs, to commit the arsons. That offense carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 30 years for the first one and life for the second.
The poster boy for supersized sentences is Jeffrey Lures. In 2001, the young environmentalist admitted to firebombing three SUVs at a Eugene Chevy dealership. The state judge shocked the community by slapping Lures with a 22-year sentence, three times the usual arson penalty. Lures' sentence has been resonating in Eugene ever since. Assistant U.S. Attorney Pfeiffer says it seems to have had a deterrent effect.
Yeah, I'm not a criminologist, so I don't know exactly, but let's just say that since that's happened, that we've seen the decline occur.
But where prosecutors see deterrence, activists see political repression. Jeffrey Lures' lawyer, Lauren Regan, travels around the Northwest giving civil rights seminars in leftist coffee shops. She says the government's political motives are perfectly clear when you compare the sentences for different kinds of arson.
There was a woman, a U.S. Forest Service employee, who was charged and admitted responsibility for 35 arsons, and her reason for committing 35 arsons was for overtime pay. She got probation.
The Chevy dealer, whose SUVs were burned, Steve Romania, says he has no problem with the government's treatment of these property crimes as terrorism.
They're still terrorizing people, and the potential for injury is still there.
But even he seems to have qualms about the penalties. When asked whether he thinks Jeffrey Lures deserves 22 years for burning three cars, Romania pauses, then says he'd rather not say. Martin Kosty, NPR News.